I was 17 years old. I was anxious and I was procrastinating and I was ashamed because I had all these dreams of becoming a pro content creator, a pro podcaster, and really achieving what I wanted to do since I was about 10. And I just wasn't doing it. I didn't have the confidence. I didn't have the clarity of thought. I didn't have the belief in myself. And I was watching all these young creators blowing up on social media and all my dream podcasters achieving their dreams, talking to their famous favorite guests that they could probably never believe of talking to. And I was just sat there on my phone in my bed, just depressed and ashamed at the fact that I wasn't doing this. And you could say that's a lot of pressure for a 17-year-old, but I don't think age matters. I think anyone can start going towards and achieving their dreams, right? And I remember looking at the TV because I wanted to be a wildlife filmmaker as well. And there was this guy called Bertie Gregory, who was a 30-year-old version of me. That's what I felt. He was from the UK and from the south of England. And he was filming wildlife for National Geographic and photographing wildlife. And he had his own shows and he was doing this at like 21. So it wasn't that much older than me. And now he had these Disney Plus shows, Epic Adventures with Bertie Gregory, where he would go around the world and film and present the natural world, which is exactly what I wanted to do, right? And I looked up to him, I admired him, and I also was shameful because I felt like I wasn't close to that goal. I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be him. I wanted to have that success and that awesome dream career. And that's exactly how I felt with the podcasters that I looked up to as well. Fast forward to 20-year-old Jacob, almost 21-year-old Jacob. And he's just finished a 45-minute chat with Bertie Gregory, his hero, because he started a podcast 2 months earlier and invited him onto the show. I'm even getting goosebumps talking about it right now because it still doesn't feel real. But I'm now monetized on YouTube and I've recorded over 60 plus episodes, achieved over 4 million views on social media. And I've now got my first student on my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint course. And I'm still disbelief and amazed at how I get to do podcasting every single day. Because I just remember my old version of myself, my 17-year-old version, my 15-year-old version, even my 19-year-old version of me who didn't think it would ever be possible to achieve these dreams. And if you think I'm boasting, I'm not. I'm just showing you my story, telling you my story because you can do it too. The podcast has now allowed me to understand myself and the world better and have deep conversations with deep people, because that's something that is missing in my day-to-day life, was the fact that I was curious about all of these things that I didn't understand, like how relationships work and why I was feeling anxious and how I can be confident and the best way to grow muscle and, you know, talk about stuff like birds and World War II and psychology and human nature and understand people and understand what we're doing on this spinning rock in the middle of, like, just surrounded by emptiness and stars and galaxies, you know, all of these things. I didn't have an outlet to it. I couldn't connect with people. I was deficient in deep conversations. That was my vitamin deficiency, vitamin D, vitamin deep conversations, right? And I knew that starting a podcast would allow me to do that. And listening to people like Chris Williamson, who was 40, well, no, he's not 40. He's like in his 30s, late 30s, from Britain, went through a party boy era and felt like something was missing and decided to start a podcast and have deep conversation with people in his bedroom, on his laptop. That's where it all started. And now he's got millions of subscribers and he's interviewed some of his dream guests. It just made me realize, like, I can do this, but I still felt that I was too young and I wasn't smart enough or I wasn't experienced enough or whatever. And it stopped me from doing it for a few years. And like I said, I finally just did it. And I've already interviewed some of my dream guests and you can do the same. I promise you, if you're listening to this, you can do the same. Even if it's not a podcast, even if it's starting a business, even if it's going against the grain and being different and doing something on the internet, creating an internet business, or just starting a podcast about whatever topics you're interested in, you can do it. And the podcast has allowed me to connect with best-selling authors, CEOs, and people with these amazing stories and insights, all these mentors I have now in my inbox and that you have by listening to the episodes on my channels. It's absolutely incredible. And it's such a joy and a pleasure to have these conversations and connect with people and help people as a consequence, as well as helping myself. You know, I'm audience member number one, guys. I have these problems when I'm asking these questions. I want to know these things and I want to have these discussions, but it's great to know that you are listening and you're benefiting from this as well. And I would be a lot more empty if I didn't have that, if I didn't have this audience and these people that are trying to be curious about the world and improve themselves, understand the world around them. It's amazing the community we're creating. And if I didn't start my own podcast, then I wouldn't have had that. So I really appreciate you being here and listening. And it still doesn't feel real. It still just feels like a dream, you know, and a lot of hard work does go into it, you know, every single day, you know, editing or recording episodes or setting up camera gear or contacting guests or sending that follow-up email or creating that title. But it's all fun. But it's all fun and it's all in my own time, in my control. And it feels like play. It doesn't feel like work. A lot of people that I know say how disciplined I am and they can't believe it. I'm not saying that I don't agree with them. Like, yes, I work hard, but I don't really agree with the self-discipline thing. I guess I do have a lot of discipline, which I've cultivated over the years, but I'm so aware of the boy in the bed, 15-year-old version of me scrolling on Instagram Reels or watching YouTube and being anxious and confused about the world. I remember that guy. That guy's still deep in the bushes of my soul somewhere. But I've had to step by step deprogram that version of myself and improve and become who I am today. So yeah, a lot of people say that you grind so much, you're working so hard, how, like, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't feel like work. It feels like play. Like, I'm so bad at doing things that I don't enjoy. I'm very, very obsessive. Okay. So it may look like I'm doing all this work and posting all this content, and it is like effort and it is fun, but at the end of the day, it feels like play most of the time. And it's quite effortless because it's perfectly aligned with my soul, my personality, and who I am as a person and what I want to do. That's the most important thing, right? So I'm just so grateful that you're here and you're helping change your life and change my life by listening. So I really, really appreciate it. And the whole point of making this video isn't to just talk about me. It's to emphasize you can do the same thing. You can do this too. You can start your own show. You can start your own business. You can start your own podcast. It's not impossible. I'm living proof of that. And a lot of the time, the thing that's stopping you is the judgment of others, the judgment from yourself, self-criticism, self-doubt, you know, and just ignorance in the sense that you don't know the steps it takes or what to do and how to do it step by step. Like, starting a podcast from scratch is quite a hard thing. You need to know a lot of different things and you need to, you know, figure out a lot of stuff, which is too much for your brain to do all at once. And luckily for you, you don't have to do it through trial and error like I did. You can do it on my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint, which is my school course and community, which goes through the chronological step-by-step method and blueprint I use to this day to create this, what you're listening to right now, and the guest episodes and everything in between. It goes through everything you need to know about how to become a podcaster, even from your bedroom, even just on a laptop, as well as my AI prompts for getting more guests via email and improving your titles and thumbnails, for example. Join live weekly calls with me, where I can go through your show and the progress that you're doing and stay updated with your progress and give you one-to-one personalized feedback, which Rob, my first student, just got with me yesterday on our first call together. It was great. It was productive. He's making progress that you could be if you were in this community, and you could be getting tips and make a new friend as a consequence, who also wants to start their podcast. You know, I was on the call with Rob yesterday and we were so similar. You know, he's studying philosophy. He's got his own filmmaking YouTube channel. He's into a lot of like similar stuff as I am. He's doing an online business. It's super aligned. So if you're listening to this, you're probably a curious individual. And an important part of starting this community, this course, was to attract like-minded people who want to understand themselves and the world better, because we are a rare bunch of people who are into entrepreneurship, into philosophy, into human nature, into science and business and history, all these things. And we want to be our own individuals and be in complete control of our time and have an online business or have our own online podcast and deviate from the status quo, right? And this is the perfect place for you if you're that type of person and you want to start your podcast. So I really hope you join, because I'm rooting for you, and your chances of succeeding doing it by yourself through trial and error will take you 10 times more time. And you also have a 10 times higher chance of failing without my feedback. You know, most podcasters that I look up to never gave any tips about how to start. Or they did one video out of the 1,000 they've made and it was okay. No one's had a step-by-step blueprint, because they don't want you to know the secrets. They don't want you to know how fun it is to be a podcaster, because it might create competition for them. But I'm giving you all the secrets and all the knowledge you need to start your own show. So I really, really hope that you join, and I'll see you there on the live weekly call. There's only 24 spaces left to get it half price, because my first student, Rob, has joined, and a few others I know are interesting because they've messaged me. So if you want to be quick and you don't want to miss out on joining this amazing podcast community and become a pro podcaster yourself with us, then sign up for the top link in the description. I will see you there. Goodbye. I'm rooting for you.